It's the Bay Area's Throwback Station, Q102, with your Big Daddy Victor Zaragoza. I'm excited. WWE Raw and WWE SmackDown Live back-to-back at the brand new Chase Center in San Francisco. It's been 7 years since they've been to San Francisco, and they're finally here back-to-back. And you can get your tickets by going to Q102SF.com. But right now on the line with me, I have the one and only WWE superstar, Samoa Joe. What's up, Uso?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, man?
Man, I'm living life, man. I can't complain. And, you know, like we always know that if we complain, ain't no one going to pay attention to us anyway.
Yeah, man. I lose interest real quick. So,
I hear you on that, man. WWE superstar Samoa Joe, man. Let me tell you how excited these people are. We're giving away tickets to WWE Raw and also SmackDown. I didn't even know this until I did my work on this, and I thought I was a diehard fan. Raw has not been in the city of San Francisco in 7 years, and you guys get to break in the brand new Chase Center, man.
And we're very much looking forward to it. Like, you know, we get out to the Bay Area, you know, a few times a year, but I mean, we haven't been in San Francisco proper in a very long time. And, you know, I know a lot of us are looking forward to it. And, you know, every time that we come up to the Bay, it's always a big party. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, you got that right, man, because I live in the South Bay, so you guys come to San Jose all the time. You go to Oakland. I never miss anything. You have pay-per-views. A few years back, we had WrestleMania in Santa Clara, the home of the San Francisco 49ers, and, I mean, it was just big, but for you guys to be here, you know, as a matter of fact, tickets go on sale this Saturday morning, pre-sale going on now, and then, of course, they have that whole Verify thing that I got my tickets yesterday, so I'll be sitting ringside for Raw and SmackDown. I'll definitely see you there. And, you know, but let me say this, man, with SummerSlam just around the corner, which we're going to touch on that in a minute, you're coming to the Bay Area, and I hope you know that the bloodline of Roman Reigns, the Usos, and The Rock run through here, and you having a little beef with them, man.
Yeah, and I'm good with that because I got plenty of family up in the Bay Area myself. So, you know, we all good as far as you want to talk about. You know, there's people around. I mean, well, trust me, man, we're fine. We're fine in the Bay Area, you know. I'm make a phone call to Vallejo. I have all my whole family come down, man. You know, it's all good, man. But no, man. You know, hey, listen. As some ones are known to do, you know, we usually handle things in a very gruff and direct fashion. And sometimes if we get into scraps, it spills over, gets a little bit chaotic, like it did last week. But that's all par for the course.
Oh man, I love the way you dropped the 707 in there, man. Vallejo. I'm not mad at that, bro. So we don't need the island of Samoa. We have the Bay Area, where it's ran by Usos.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, you guys know how it is. You know, your doors wouldn't be right out there in all the clubs if we weren't around. So let's be honest.
Talking to WWE superstar Samoa Joe, man, I'm so glad that you were with WWE. Obviously, I followed your career before that. We won't even touch about that, but I'm glad you came through the ranks. My personal opinion, you stayed a little too long in NXT, but that's a great brand as well. I'm glad you finally got up to the main roster, as you deserve, very well. But I need to touch on this, man, because to me, I'm kind of in awe when I was reading about you, man. I had heard about this. I'm going to take you back to your youth, man. You didn't go as an athlete, which you're a tremendous athlete, but you were there as a performer at the 1984 Summer Olympics. Can you talk a little bit about that? To me, I'm in awe because of that.
You know, it was a unique experience. You know, at the time, my family, they run one of the largest Polynesian dance troupes in the world. I mean, they're based out of Southern California. My oldest brother's still running it. And, you know, we were part of the opening ceremony for the 1984 Olympics. And, you know, my father, he kind of miscalculated that costume change from the 50-yard line in the Coliseum and back. And, you know, we were kind of stalling out there for time. So I remember he grabbed me, threw me over the front of the drum and said, "Hey, stall for time." So as a five-year-old, I was out there doing a solo in front of a packed Olympic auditorium. And, you know, ever since then, stage fright has never really been an issue. And, you know, I've been able to do my thing in the public eye. So it's a nice little indoctrination.
I was going to say, man, you can't get Kristen any better than the Summer Olympics. And then so now when you hit the stage with WWE, it don't matter how big it is, man. You just handle it, man. And I like that about you.
Well, you know, so that's what they pay me for, man. I'm gonna get out there and
It's always that word pay. As long as they pay, it'll go be a showtime.
Hey, that's the way it is these days, unfortunately. But, you know, what can I say? I'm good at what I do. So yeah, it all works out nice.
I hear you, man. Talking to WWE superstar Samoa Joe. They're coming here to San Francisco. WWE Raw and SmackDown back-to-back September 23rd and 24th. Tickets go on sale to the public this coming up Saturday morning, 10 a.m. You can go to Q102SF.com. We have the link for you right there. pre-sale going on now. We have all the information on there as well. So I need to ask you this, man, because, I mean, you come here to San Francisco, and I know you have family here. You come to the Bay all the time. And the new Chase Center is not even open yet. They're finishing it up right now. You guys are going to be able to break that in. It is the home of the Golden State Warriors. You live down in Southern California. So are you a Laker fan or are you a Clipper fan? And are you excited for the season?
I'm very, very excited for the season. I think free agency has definitely shaken up the league to a astronomical levels.
Right.
And I can very much respect the struggle of the Warrior fan coming up through the years, and the success they're enjoying now is well deserved. But let it be known that Samoa Joe is always a part of the Laker Nation, and we're coming for everybody this season. So y'all better be ready.
And I know Southern California is Laker Nation, man. I get that, but I mean, you got Kawhi Leonard with the Clippers now. You got Paul George with the Clippers,
and
everybody
everybody got the tubas and the banjos out. Everybody jumping on the wagon, playing their songs. And I get it. That's what you do as a Clippers fan. You know, you get on that, man. You come out of the woodwork. You know, you're those sour, sorry people got mad every year when the Lakers celebrate those championships, kept you up at night, and now you're a Clippers fan. I understand. And you went out, you got yourself a franchise player finally. You're going to do it this year. You got everything going for you except for the fact that LeBron and AD have a whole new pitch for the Los Angeles City. So we're going to see, you know, I think a lot of bandwagons are going to get their wheels broken off. They're going to kind of go by the wayside. We'll see how it goes.
That's why I love you. That's why I respect you, man, because you keep it real, Samoa Joe.
Absolutely.
My brother Uso, thank you so much for hanging out with me, giving me a little bit of your busy time, man. I know how busy you are. Get ready for SummerSlam. I know that's going to be epic. Two Samoans, two Usos going at it, so that's going to be crazy. And then we'll see you September 23rd and 24th for WWE Raw and SmackDown. I know you're on the Raw one, but every once in a while we got that wild card thing going on, so you might even step in on that Tuesday since you're going to be here. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster, or go to our website at Q102SF.com. I do have a pair of tickets coming up in just a little bit, so hold close to that. But again, Samoa Joe, again, thank you for your time. Stay blessed. Keep doing what you're doing, and stay on that journey, man, because you're definitely on a great one.
Definitely on a great one. We're just getting started. Cradle of civilization, baby. Here we go.
Yes, sir. For details on tickets, go to Q102SF.com.